in today's gospel, in the parable of weeds, Jesus speaks of the weeds as the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them as the devil. But who is the devil, and how do we avoid becoming children of the evil one? I think we all have a general idea of who the devil is. We know him as Satan, Lucifer, the prince of darkness, or the serpent. The word devil comes from the Greek, diabolos, which literally means the one who divides or tears apart. He is a fallen angel who, in his pride and ambition, rejected God's sovereignty. Today's parable is a reality check. The enemy is real. He is active, and he is working to divide us from God and from one another. In our culture today, there is a growing tendency to see hell as merely symbolic, or to assume that hell is empty. Yet Jesus himself speaks repeatedly about judgment, eternal separation, and the reality of hell. And as a priest, my duty is not to make you feel comfortable with lies. It is to tell you the truth that sets you free. Sin is not just a mistake. It is an offense against God that damages our relationship with him. I would rather challenge you, stir your conscience, and perhaps make you uncomfortable today, if that's what it takes you to get to heaven, than to sugarcoat the reality of sin and allow you to remain on a path that leads away from God and from heaven. I'm here to affirm your potential for holiness, not your attachment to sin. The good news is that holiness is possible, and eternal life is within our reach. So how do we avoid becoming the children of the evil one and strive to become the children of God in his kingdom? Demons, the fallen angels like Lucifer, roam the earth by God's permission, and they have one goal: to lead us away from God. Unlike us, they cannot be redeemed because they possessed complete knowledge of the consequences when they chose to reject God. Because angels possess a superior intellect, their decision to rebel against the Creator was absolute, definitive, and unchangeable, resulting in their irrevocable loss of God's grace. We call this state eternal damnation. We humans, however, are different. We can be forgiven. This reality makes the demons jealous, and their goal is to turn us against our Creator. Their jealousy is compounded by their unique state of suffering. Although hell is their proper dwelling, God permits them for a time to tempt humanity until Christ's final judgment. So how do we ensure we remain children of the kingdom? First, we have to examine the lies that exist in our lives. The devil delights not only when we sin, but also in our spiritual complacency and lukewarmness. He whispers, "You are doing enough." He tells us the lies that going to Sunday Mass is enough, while our hearts remain hardened, our wills unsubmissive to the Father, or our prayer life non-existent. But our outward practice without inward conversion is empty. Jesus warns us, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." Second, we have to turn to the sacraments. If you are conscious of any unconfessed mortal sins, do not approach the Holy Communion until you have received God's mercy in the sacrament of confession. Think of confession as the place where the devil's work is undone. It is the place where we regain the sanctifying grace needed to fight the temptations of impurity, bitterness, and pride, so that we can receive the Eucharist worthily. So we have to make a choice in our life to strive to remain children of kingdom, the kingdom of God, because the end of the age will come. Our Lord wants us today in today's gospel. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I say all of this not to condemn you or scare you or judge you, but to awaken you, to remind you of your identity as beloved children of God. I'm here to tell you, to remind you that Satan is a defeated enemy. Christ has already conquered sin. He has conquered Satan himself. Although the devil can tempt us, he cannot force us to sin. So every temptation is an opportunity to choose Christ, to choose holiness, to choose virtues. If you have been living in sin, God is ready to forgive you and to help you to become holy. If you come to Mass every week but fail to live by God's commandments, examine your heart. If you are lazy in your spiritual life, try to start a plan for habitual prayer. If you struggle with bitterness, with hatred for our neighbors, learn to have charity. God is ready to help you. God is ready to help us. We just have to ask him. So my question for us today is this. Do we desire to be children of God's kingdom, striving for holiness? Or are we settling for a life that the devil wants? Know that even if we have wandered, the Father is waiting for our return. So let us choose the path of holiness today, not by our own strength, but by opening our hearts to God's grace through the sacraments.